This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty in his election interference case in the southern state of Georgia Thursday. Trump asked to be tried separately from the 18 co-defendants also charged in the case. Here's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
The Georgia indictment, filed earlier this month, accuses Trump himself of 13 felony counts, including racketeering. 18 other defendants, along with Trump, face a total of 41 criminal counts, including falsely testifying to lawmakers that election fraud had occurred and urging state officials to violate their oaths of office by altering the election results.
That was Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Two former leaders of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group have received lengthy prison terms for spearheading the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
One of the organizers of the Proud Boys, Joseph Biggs, got a 17-year sentence. Zachary Rell got a 15-year sentence.
A couple years would have been enough time. These sentences are obscene.
Attorney Norm Pattis represents both men. Prosecutors say Biggs and other Proud Boys committed among the most serious crimes this court will consider, pushing the U.S. government to the edge of a constitutional crisis. Rell was seen on video spraying a chemical irritant at law enforcement officers outside the Capitol. Prosecutors say he repeatedly lied about that assault when he testified at his trial.
As far as I'm concerned, they're patriots. They're not terrorists, and I don't care what the court has to say about it.
The leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, is expected to be sentenced next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A judge in the U.S. Midwestern state of Missouri ruled Thursday that the 84-year-old white homeowner who shot a black teenager after he mistakenly went to the man's house must stand trial. The judge issued the ruling after a dozen witnesses spoke at a preliminary hearing, including Ralph Yarrell, the teenager who was shot by Andrew Lester back in April. This is VOA News. Andrew Lester is charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. Yarrell testified that he was sent to pick up his twin siblings, but got the street wrong and had lost his cell phone. Othello Barreau, a relative of Ralph Yarrell, says that going to the wrong house is not uncommon.
I've done it myself. Going to the wrong house. So that's not something unusual. But it doesn't cause for somebody to shoot you because of that. Just too many guns. People quick on shooting. Before they ask questions, you shoot. That's the nature of Kansas City. That's the nature of Missouri.
The teenager suffered a traumatic brain injury from the shooting, but has just begun his senior year in high school. The shooting renewed national debates about gun policies and race in America. Brazil's Supreme Court is expected to rule next week against attempts by the country's powerful farm lobby to limit land claims by indigenous peoples to areas they occupied before 1988. Lawyers and indigenous rights advocates believe a majority of the 9-member court will vote by Wednesday to reject the date restriction on the grounds it is unconstitutional. The vote count is currently 4-2 against the proposal. Indigenous groups celebrated a crucial vote on Thursday by Justice Cristiano Zanin that all but ensured the 1988 cutoff date will be rejected by the court. Congress had pushed ahead with bills allowing indigenous reservations only on land that was occupied by native communities when Brazil passed its constitution in 1988. Brazilian farm interests want to establish the cutoff date to secure non-indigenous farmers' claim to lands they have settled in Brazil's expanding agricultural frontier. Embattled Chinese developer Country Garden has delayed a deadline for creditors to vote on whether to postpone payments for an onshore private $535 million bond, according to a document seen by Reuters. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
Country Garden is China's largest private developer. It's weighed down by liabilities that totaled $194 billion as of the end of June. Almost $15 billion of debts are due to be repaid within a year. That leaves investors wondering if it's set to be the latest casualty of China's ailing property sector, and what fallout a collapse might cause. Real estate accounts for about a quarter of the country's economy, but the sector has been in trouble since Beijing began a crackdown on the massive debts accumulated by developers.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.